WPHM Morning Show continues with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
Watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He is coming to town. In fact, next Friday he's coming to town. Natalie Watson, the DDA director, is here to tell us all about the Santa Parade. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Paul.
It's a great tradition here in Port Huron, isn't it?
It is. It's so fun. I'm really excited this time of year.
And, of course, the weather's going to be great, right?
Oh, you know what? I've been working on that. We should have really great weather. You know, a nice little light snow dusting. It's going to be perfect.
Well, this is always a lot of fun. The day after Thanksgiving, that Friday evening, Santa arrives. It's a great parade, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a fun one. It's a lot of community groups that come together, and they put together some really cool floats. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, it's really fun, festive.
Yeah, absolutely. What else is going on?
We also have Small Business Saturday happening, right. Yeah, Saturday, November 24th. We've got over 15 downtown businesses that are going to be taking part in bingo. That's really? Kind of something they've done the past few years. It's really fun. Basically, participants can pick up a bingo card from mm-hmm. any of the businesses that are participating Saturday morning. They go through all of the businesses listed on the card. You don't have to purchase anything. Just stop into the store, say hi. They'll give you a stamp or a sticker on your bingo card. At the end of the day, you can turn it in to any of those participating businesses. And the following Wednesday, we will draw some winners.
That's great. There's a great message behind Small Business Saturday. I know it's a national movement, but Port Huron has really kind of latched onto it the last few years.
Yeah. I mean, we're almost at the point where I think we're going to have to come up with something else. Our bingo card is pretty enormous. So,
well, we got a lot of great small businesses, especially
yeah,
in the
do.
Downtown area.
We absolutely do. You know, and there's a lot that, you know, they couldn't participate in bingo, but they're absolutely... You know, they're participating in Small Business Saturday. They're welcoming everyone to stop in, say hi, you know, take a look at what they have and just kind of mingle downtown.
No, I think that's a lot of fun. It's a fun way to shop, and it's a nice way to support local businesses, too.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a family-friendly event. You know, hopefully, again, we'll have great weather. I'm trying to work on that as well for Saturday. But, yeah, it's a great event.
All right. Fantastic. Next week. By the way, the Santa Parade, what time does that start?
That starts at 6 p.m. Friday, November 23rd, which is next Friday. The parade begins at Wall and Military Street. We take off from there. We head north on Military, over the bridge, onto Huron Ave, all the way to McMorrin. At that point, the parade... disbands a little north of McMorrin, and Mayor Rep will welcome Santa Claus to town. He will get the key to the city. We'll do some carols with the Salvation Army Band, and after that, Santa will light the tree.
Always a magical moment.
Yes. We always have our fingers crossed that's going to go well. And following that, he will head into the memorial room to greet the children for free. And I think a lot of people maybe don't know about that. So, again, Santa will be in the memorial room at McMorrin after the parade greeting children for free.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah. And we also have the Santa Claus movie that will be screening in the McMorrin Theater for free as well.
Oh, great. So you can make a whole night of it.
Yeah. We're so, so thankful to Sperry's Movie House for sponsoring this event. You know, without their help. You know, the movie costs, they really add up. Little things mm-hmm. like that, they really add up. The staging, all those things. So we're just so thankful that they stepped in again and took over sponsorship, and we've got a great event.
Well, and Sperry's has been synonymous with this, you know, for years. Going back, it was, you know, Santa Claus always spent his time at Sperry's department store.
He did, yes. I do remember that as
a
child.
Yeah, so, and then now it's a movie house, and Santa's going to be greeted downtown a week from tomorrow.
Correct.
The day after Thanksgiving. Yes. How did we get to Thanksgiving already?
You know what? I have no idea.
Weren't we just talking about Blue Water Fest a couple
we
of weeks
were.
Ago?
I think we were.
All right. Natalie, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. And give
Thank
my
you,
best
Paul.
To Mr. Claus when he gets to town. Maybe we'll see him in person next Friday.